Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas, baby mamas, mamas. Yeah, go like this.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She needs to get a piece of American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. And let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, shit, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She want to rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for a child's birthday. I ain't invited. Despite it, I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you, you will defend that lady when I call you. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
If I'm lying, fine. The quickest muzzle, throw it on my mouth and I'll decline. King meets queen, then the puppy love thing. Together dream about that crib with the good year swing. On the oak tree, I hope we feel like this forever. Forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Forever never seems that long until you're grown. And notice that the day-by-day ruler can't be too wrong. Miss Jackson, my intentions were good. I wish I could become a magician to abracadabra all the sadder. Thoughts of me, thoughts of she, thoughts of he. Asking what happened to the feeling that her and me had. I pray so much about it, need some knee pads. It happened for a reason, one can't be mad. So know this, know that everything's cool. And yes, I will be present on the first day of school and graduation.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry.
Look at the way he treats me. She look at the way you treat me. You little nose ass homegirls and got your ass in up the creek, G. Without a pad on, you left me straddling right this thing on out. And the union girl ain't speaking no more cause my dick all in, I'm out. And I'm talking about jealousy, infidelity, envy, cheating, beating, and the N to the G, they be the same thing. So who you placing the blame on? You keep on singing that same song. Let bygones be bygones. You can go and get the hell on you and your mom.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry.
Yo, it's your boy Cartez the Shade, kicking it live here with my mother from another mother, Miss Jackson. with LLBP Radio. Where you got your hardcore rap and your smooth R&B for the ladies. So tune in for the best time of your life with the most real top tactics. Hardcore freestyle. You can't get no better. Miss Jackson, I love you, baby.
She's the fairest that you'll ever have. The finest on the internet. Why you smoking a phony dodo? She can tell it how it is, nigga, like a welcome to a tumultuous Tuesday on the one and only most interactive, most entertaining, and most exciting talk radio, I don't know, damn near variety show, the one and only LLBP Radio Show. I am your hostess with the mostest. I go by the name of Miss Jackson, a.k.a. Miss MJ. Yeah, I can't be all that extra stuff today. I can't be extra. We're going to talk about my why I'm not extra today on so many levels. But I'm still cute, though. I'm playing. But to my left, most definitely back in the building. Thank God he ain't falling apart on me. And engineering in the back, never taking no slack. It's my guy, Mike Trees in the building. Last but definitely not least, Beast Mode. With the fresh dude, go ahead, boo-boo. It's Samir. Come here. Marilyn. Everybody on their hush-hush today. Like they got life fucked up. But I don't. Yes, I do. That's why I'm on mine today. I hope y'all having a good day. And I hope that you had a wonderful weekend. I hope y'all was sweltering out that motherfucker, because I was too. But that's not why we're here to talk about weather. We here to talk about me, you, us, we. Y'all got, I'm confused. Let me just get this out of the way first. Have y'all ever felt like God trying to tell you something, or you need to wake up and say something? Wake up. See, God trying to tell me something, y'all. He told me to wake up, get my mind right. You know what I mean? Life come at you fast. And it may leave before you ready. The last 2 days, people, I damn near died twice. On the same highway, not a mile apart from each other. 65 North, heading off towards 71st and I-465. That's to my locals. Y'all know where it is. First day, hood blew up on the car. Boom! Fight! Shit! I'm doing 65 on 65. And the crazy shit is I thought it was going to flip off. You know what I mean? When the hinges crack like that, I thought they was going to pop off. It laid and stayed on the windshield. I can't see in front of, I don't know where nobody is. Y'all know I'm little, so I'm trying to, I don't know. I'm scared if I go too far over, I can't see the front end. I hit the wall. You know what I mean? I ain't know what. Day two, maybe about 3 hours ago, driving that same highway in my other vehicle. I mean, truck, what the fuck? I don't have to talk to you because your other vehicle
is a bus.
Devil is alive. I have a cute story now.
It's a real cute story.
What the fuck is it? I know better than that. So, anywho, Bobo, I get in the truck. And all of a sudden, I'm up minding my business. Bam! Truck starts spinning, doing donuts on 65 in rush hour.
I'm glad you're here, though.
Oh, by the grace of God.
By the grace of God,
real life. And I mean, my whole front driver tire just looked, it was just shredded. I know what was what, you know what I mean? But I figured, dang, same highway, down there, same time. You keep coming to me at the same time.
Might need to play the time, pick four or something like
I think I'm lucky. I'm really lucky because that in rush hour traffic at 5 o'clock, it's a lot of traffic up there. I ain't getting out there now.
Congratulations.
Look at God. Why don't you do it? Not to me. To God be the glory. How about that? Hey, because y'all know, when you spinning and all you see is vehicles everywhere, you don't know if they're going to stop, can they get out the way, you know, all that, woo, I think God's trying to tell me something. So, if y'all having things that going on in your life that is just way off track, wake up. God might be trying to tell you something, too. Now that I got that off my chest, continue a civil play. Let's go with the show. That was Prince. That was Prince. You ain't ready. You ain't ready. What? Yeah, y'all, I'm going to be all right in a minute. Y'all know I'm really not on that drinky drink on the show no more. So, I just am trying to focus on what we got going on. So, what would you, I had a conversation with somebody. Oh, for all our listeners, we talk about things that are interesting or catch us off guard. Mm-hmm. If you, listeners, viewers, callers, if you by chance have something that you want to talk about, y'all knowing, she know dollars, she know rings, get at it. He will take your advice and if it's worthy. Yes. The thing is, I've been doing this a long time. And some things aren't worthy of discussion. It's a yes or no question. You know, some things are just logic. And so it doesn't hold enough time to have a conversation. It has to be something worthy of being debated or discussed, you know. But there are a lot of things that we have already discussed, it, you know, but because times change, people change, and things change, topic comes back again. So if you guys feel like you have something that you want to discuss with us, feel free to let us know. Don't be a stranger to danger. We don't bite. All right?
No, we have put that one in the book.
That's in the book. Yes, sir. Don't be a stranger to danger. Run.
What are you talking about tonight?
You know what? First, I want to say that, hi, August and Aisha. Somebody wrote in. They told me not to say who they is. so I won't. But they want to know, can we talk about hair? Yeah, not this hair. And y'all, look, this hair, this me. So if y'all don't like my real hair, don't get mad. I got some. But the hair we're referring to is that. How do you feel about hair? Are men offended with women with body hair in their...
Oh, that's
hair. I'm saying hair, not the one on top of the head, though. So, you know, because, like, me and y'all might, you know, we might, some of them might use low clippers, and now you got that stubble down there. It's that prickly stubble, and men, when y'all cut y'all face, and then y'all get that little prickly dude. Do you prefer no hair, or does hair matter? Ladies, this ain't me. This is something I can show you today. They want to know.
I think ladies, you know what?
Men offended as women have pubic hair.
I think we should start with ladies.
Okay, let ladies talk to me.
Because, ladies that are tuning in, watching video wise, is watching us on Facebook.
You lie. You already know.
I know. I see y'all want to talk about the virus. We definitely
don't. We don't get to that.
Ladies, how do y'all feel about y'all men? Yeah, I mean, the grooming. Like, do you want your man bald down there? Or do you want him, like, just trimmed up? Like, you know what? Men really want to know. I mean, women.
I really think it's funny that I brought it up, but you and the inquiring minds really want to know. I want to know, you know, because some men, if they do, you know, they manscaping off and tween their parts or whatnot. And then you see him and he got baby balls. They got the baby balls, they ain't got no hair on them or nothing. Then you might get talked about. But then if you meet the next chick, and then you got all, you look like you got a beard down there. You part of the beard game.
Once
that ball. See what I'm saying? Everybody. You want to trim it up.
Yeah, listen, man, you know, I'm going to be. I did the bald look. I did the trim look.
What is the preference for you?
For me?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really the preference for my
chick. For your
female.
I like that. Respect, Duke.
I don't think no woman want no dude with no bush down there. I mean, maybe it's one to do, but, you know, all I'm going to say is, for me, the experience with they going bald, was when it started to grow back. Ain't nothing cool about being a grown man itching down there, man.
Let me tell you something. It ain't that happy for a woman either, because we look like we got the bug.
Yeah, but y'all should have had it figured out by now. What's the little spot across the bald monkey or sexy monkey? Or it's the little spot downtown where women go to get their stuff groomed and cleaned up. And like, y'all should have it figured out by now. They got all kind of stuff for y'all to get that together.
Men
going bald, being trimmed up.
Y'all can do
there. Hey, look, I'm not about to be in the grocery store shopping there, folding my balls and stuff.
I'm just saying, there the thing. Sometimes, because keep it 100. Some of y'all, let me say.
How do you save your balls?
How do you what?
Just move balls.
Yes, nice and warm and smooth, like baby eggs.
Put your balls.
And some do it delicately.
Yeah.
That's why they're down there.
They got places like that for y'all. They don't have the naked sausage for us. I mean, I guess we can go to the naked monkey.
Yes, you can. They ain't particular about who doesn't the hair remove. As long as you pay how you pay, you can have it Burger King your way.
Yeah. I'm going to, you know, wax your balls. That just sounds spanky.
That sound a little. That heat down there, they can't even, because y'all can't even, like, get in jacuzzi with them, lowering them in the water.
Man, you know what I'm talking about? Man, or something like that? Manscaped.
See, I said Manscaped a minute ago. I'm on that. Because I think I think dude in power would be me.
She's a I'm scared to put Nair down there. I ain't gonna lie.
It's okay. We gotta tolerate it. We go through a lot.
Oh, Nair, burn if you leave it on too long.
But don't leave it on too damn long. They got instructions.
Yeah, but, I mean,
if you start feeling certain burning sensations,
I'm
wash immediately. If not soon.
Like I'll be straight. I'm not like with the putting the chemicals down there and all that.
You don't want no perm chemicals near there. You think you're going to get sterilized by it or something? Ladies, be concerned he's going to get sterilized by it.
I don't want to mess nothing up down there. Like, hey, look, man. As a man, I know we don't be tripping like, oh, you see how I'm shaped up right now. You know, but still, hey, you don't want me looking all crazy.
But wait a minute. I got one of my people said some men don't like hair and they poop.
Oh, I mean, from that standpoint, as a man dealing with a woman, yeah, I don't think. I mean, listen. Any man out there that say he ain't ate a hairy is lying.
He's lying or he ain't having.
You act like you ain't part of the team.
Right, you don't even count. You don't count. Really?
But I think, I guess this is all personal preference at the end of the day. Whether, either way. I'm not really putting on there or nothing. No chemicals on my nuts. You started to show off crazy with it.
That's a crazy night.
I'm cool with the trim, or my girl can trim it up or something. I'm scared of that.
You know what? She might not. Y'all have to love each other in a loving way, because I'd be like Miss Seeley out there, and she had that razor blade all up on the head.
Y'all wasn't thinking like that.
I'm thinking with the straight razor. Come on, baby. We're going to get them
like
off the ship.
Women, y'all mess up just like shaving y'all legs. Y'all might get a little stretch. You know what I mean?
Remember when I had asked you who had called your phone at 2 in the morning while she got them between her fingers like this with that blade?
Yeah, I don't want no person.
Yes! That's why I said there's a lot of love going on. One girl said, I like my man with somewhat taco meat.
I don't smoke. He just made a good point.
What's that?
Like, okay, men have hair.
Yes, they do.
Our hair is close to our body. Women, when y'all got hair, y'all be peeing all in that
hair. You're wrong, Smoke. You're wrong. Whatever you may be. Just say no, bro. Just say no. A little bit
spicy. Trying to
white women. But I don't let you get away with that, because my ladies may not appreciate that. Ladies, tell my friend over to the left. Some of y'all, when y'all pull y'all pants down, on top of all them lint balls, your balls smelling like your ass because you didn't wipe good. It ain't too many men out there to wipe the right way, because all of you got nasty, look like Snickers. Every other man you run into got a bad Snicker day. I don't understand why y'all got the, because they didn't get all the cracks and crevices. They didn't wipe. They need some wipes. Dead sanitation department, sir. We got to smell them balls, and then it might be a penny, a piece of dice, a daggone beeper. You might find your baby mama down there, baby kids, and all kinds of all off in some nasty balls. Smelling kind of like that navel. You know that smelling your navel or behind that ear? That when you clean your ear out, you get an earring and you clean your ear out. That's what they balls smell like. I'm just saying. It can get funky cold Medina off between y'all shit.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then all them hardballers don't wash up for like 3-4 days.
Hardball.
Yes, that's what I tell you. I'm hardballing, baby. No, your balls are hard from smell, from lack of water. That's what that be. That ain't got nothing to do with the fact that your hygiene bad, but you the first somebody that wants somebody to come see you.
Yeah,
Come here, baby. Come lay on Santa's lap. Let me come push your head down. Y'all do it. Hide a minute.
Listen.
And she's fighting back. That's why it's like this. But she don't want to smell it. Oh, she gets it. She smell it. Oh, she get this. Don't act like you don't know some women you smell before you get there.
But if I know, I've been living your women all day, and I'm just listening. I ain't going to let you just calm down there and get busy anyway. But I want you to do it again, and I want you to finish, and I want to enjoy this. So I'm going to go.
Yeah,
I'm going to go refresh.
But let me say something. Some people that...
When you fall, when you drop.
Yes, right. That way. That way. A lot of them go to the club. You know, they might take a shower, whatever, put on their little peacock outfit and shit. Yes, they the peacocks. They got to have the pellies and the colorful, looking like a rainbow, walking rainbows. So, and then you go to the club, you're drinking, whatever, and liquor makes you sweat. You all look niggas. Too many blacks in the same room. You don't sweat. So now they all sweaty off of tween. Except they said in the minute they forgot that you've been sweating in the club. And that now that old salty salt done dried up on you. Ride home in your air, baby, I'm cool. You still smell that cologne because you overdosed on it before you left the house. So now you forgot. Now you want her to be all on your salty parts and stuff. Play on your playground, except you taste like iodine. Hey, see, my iodine poisoning. I don't even got to go through with that with your salty self. I'm just saying, I wanted to get that out and now I feel better.
Tracy just said, she sounded like she's been holding this in for a long time. Stop it.
You can know what I'm doing. Yeah, salty balls, yes. Southport, me talking about them all the time, the salty balls.
Somebody tell Jamel he's getting this free promo. This pencil.
That's,
I want to play pencil pot real bad, but I know it's too mature as hell. I'll say this, getting back to the subject.
Back to the hairy balls and the salty balls.
Okay, I'm not putting no kibble. I'm just not.
But that is so, I want to say, in so many ways, that is so fucking unfair on so many levels. Because, see, y'all ask me, and no, stop the car, let's go. Next, ask me. Y'all expect high maintenance women. You want their hair tight. This is what I want. Me, it's all about me first and foremost. That's all that I get here. Everybody coming here got on gym shoes and t-shirts, and I'm still pop heel. You know what I mean? That's me. That's what I do. This is personal practice.
Expect you, but as a man, why would we not expect you?
Babe,
y'all got a whole outlet at grocery store.
Babe, the thing is,
but
y'all do now. This is 2018. They got men, makeup. Father God. Ladies and gentlemen, anybody under the sound of our voice, tell me they ain't got men makeup. Because I know I ain't going to be getting 100 of them. Well, nice man wearing the shit. This new Jack City.
What's that got to do with your balls, man?
I'm just saying, y'all, if y'all got makeup and y'all got that little fake hairline bullshit going on, y'all put a few polish on. They keep it going. Y'all getting mid ready. Y'all taco me. Y'all doing little things. Y'all moving on down. Y'all got different drawers on. Go ahead and finish the trap. You all got it there. Why don't you do it? Damn it. Wow. You can do it on tennis shoes. You're standing in a line at the mall. For 8 hours at 12 midnight for a pair of shoes. To impress people that ain't even looking. 5 minutes with some clippers. Well, maybe 20 if you really care about your little testicles. You know, some of y'all ain't worth nothing. Y'all got, you know, preemie sperm or sperm that's kind of deformed and don't work past the drugs and the alcohol. But that's another Jerry Springer story. But I'm just saying, take a few minutes back. Hell, you know, all off in your drawers. It might get you a little more attention down there because now they can check and make sure you ain't got, like, bugs and not clean, because you need to hold it up to the light. Put that shit up in the light. No, I'm just telling you. No. You know what?
I'm
not even getting descriptive. I'm very descriptive with my words.
It was like a personal maneuverability. Like, you just maneuvered through a whole storyline. And you went from, like, standing in line.
I want to say that. But I just feel like that women have to go through so much. Women are like wearing waist trainers, having the stomach surgery. Women like me popping 6-inch heels. I'm 50 goddamn years old. I, let me tell you, yes, they do.
No.
When you little, then you want to enhance something. When I am that. I am that. I am all that. I was that before I got that show. I was that anywho.
I'm just saying, I'll say personally, I've never, like, require anyone I dated to wear no heels. Like, she wore them, she didn't. I mean, don't go out in no kitten heel.
Can they wear Ugg boots?
Yeah, it's cold outside.
What if it's, like, in the summer? Can she wear Ugg boots?
See, I went to college with white people, so before I ever seen a black girl in Ugg boots, I'm just saying, I thought, first of all, it's the Australian boots. So
nasty.
But the first people I seen rocking those white girls, they rock them year round. They rock them with shorts, jogging pants. So that doesn't bother me. As long as they ain't dirty and nothing crumpled up, that's all I care about. You can wear your Ugg boots wherever you want to.
You can wear your Ugg boots?
Yeah, I don't know about
them. Well, you can wear your Ugg boots, but I need y'all not to wear that Ugg smell that hang out. Just like that little pee smell. Just like that pee smell hang on to our pubic hair, our pubic and shit. Y'all love fart smells. Y'all have gas problems. Men always fart. That smell lingers. It hangs around. And it's human. But it hangs around. But you know what? Y'all ain't as hygienic as women are.
Duh.
The fungus is among us. This is the funk of 40,000 years. Creatures crawl in search of blood.
Somebody tricked you at some point.
No, because I'm kind of funny like that. I got pet peeves about, like, teeth. Mm-hmm. You know, there's certain things. If your grill too fucked up, I can't even take you serious because I can't get out your mouth. I can't kiss your mouth because I can't even get with your mouth. You know what I mean? It ain't personal. It ain't. Prejudice is present. Know what I mean? That way. And there are certain things. I mean, I'm not even pressed on by each side because I've had tall, I've had short, I've had heavy set, I've had thin. But I have to have hygiene.
Yeah, I think everybody.
Not.
You're a nasty dude, and you don't mind a nasty chick. You're a clean
chick. Say that. You're going to put this lot together.
Who fart on their balls? You lost me.
When y'all sit down, unless you got baby balls, they got to hang down. Yeah, some of them wear them playing. I seen them draws that Michael Jordan draws, and they look like they kind of fit a freaky thing to work with. So yeah, they all up in between. All up in between your thing. They all up in there. Come on. Come
on. Yo, y'all can tune in to YouTube.com too, man. And, oh, man.
You can pull him up. I don't care. Pull him up. We interactive on our show. Feel free.
Absolutely.
We are the most interactive. We are more than happy to. If you'd like to participate.
You had personal experience.
No, I wish I would have something. If I did, I would tell you all. I would tell you their name. But I would give you, like, all the details. I will drop a name. Don't play with me.
Mr. Johnson. Mr. H. Johnson.
That'd be my baby daddy.
He talked you all around.
Mr. Brayton. That'd be like Mr. Brayton.
Minutes about balls.
Your fault.
Not even the Dynasty, they're even JJ.
We don't talk about that. We are, y'all always rag on women for JJ. Sometimes their shame ain't no rivalry.
Self cleansing is working that automatically pushes out shit in the body that the body doesn't want.
Yes, are you mad? That is a blessing from God. That is a blessing from God. A self cleaning oven, baby.
Yeah,
it just.
I'm not jealous because I wouldn't want that thing to happen. So.
You know what?
Yeah.
Bite me on that one. I don't even got to talk to you about that. Don't go here with me.
As a man, we can never say that. No.
I'd rather have a pussy. I got the self cleaning button on. Do not disturb right now.
Oh my God, this is so fun.
And it's gonna end that way. Ta-da!
Shout out to everybody just tuning in. Now we get on the subject of manscaping and women. Men trimming. But actually, it seems like it's been all about whether or not men should trim.
Well, we keep talking about women's vajayjays and what they. You know what? I would like to have my man put his permission with some trimmers.
Where?
On the little bit.
Okay.
No.
That's a little
metrosexual. You know, dived over into the LGBT, not that part, but the QLMOMNOD. Yeah, you done did the element of Z. I'm just going to stop. When I start talking about them, I ain't even going to say LGBT because I think that's an insult to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you start taking them to another level. And I have a lot of people that I know, and they say, I don't fuck with queer. I know who I am. I'm not queer. I'm gay or I'm lesbian. I'm not queer. So I don't want to be categorized with them. If they want to do it, get your own initials. Start your own shit. We started this shit over here.
Okay. I just hate to
be a pedophile. They didn't put the pedophile on the list I had. I think that's pretty
weird.
That's pretty fucking cute.
It is. I'm trying to say it was a sickness.
It is a sickness.
No, I'm sorry. It was predetermined as gay.
How
they said,
you're
being gay,
you're
talking about trying to say you're pedophiles. Oh, yeah,
what?
Groups and stuff like that.
Well, they have physicians that castrate for that. Cut them balls off. You can't stop touching them kids, or you ain't going to have no, you know, ain't going to be no testicular fortitude going on. All right, back to women's cases. I'm just saying, you brought up them pedophiles, and I'm an emotional creature. I'm a phobia, so I feel beaten about everything.
Hey, sorry.
He just no. Not playing here. Yeah. So when I try to help, you know, but yeah, I think
politicians are going through it right now.
Y'all want to dip into that? Let's dive in real quick. Y'all got me messed up. Politics is my street. No, that is my domain.
Bro.
Who brought politics into your story? She said the faux POTUS tell motherfuckers to grab us by her. Who next? Yeah, see them. But you know, right now, Putin just grabbed Trump by his manhood and played him like a puppy. Fuck it. I am so ashamed. That's what to say. I'm going to get this out of my system, too. Are you listening? I was ashamed to be an American. Real life. I've never said that in my life. Like, that kind of manner.
When did you start considering yourself American? You always felt like an American?
Not at all.
So how long did you feel like an American?
I felt ashamed to be under this flag. You know what I'm saying? To be for everything that I know. I was in the Army personally. You understand what I'm saying? So I fought for something in this motherfucker. God damn it, I fought for something. And it went with no whole shit. Don't get make me risk my life for you to go hoe out over there. Real life. Man up. Get some balls. How you gonna go over there and trade us and you sold us out, bitch? You sold us out. And hell yeah, I'm mad. I was so offended. And I watched that press conference. Several items flew across the room. If the Republicans, to all my Republicans, where are you? The real, because see, I'm a thoroughbred Democrat. And I respect what the Conservative Party stood for. For the Republican, now, sometimes conservatives get a little itch, but for what the Republicans stood for, I respect it. I may not like their views, but I understood where they were coming from because some of them I actually agreed with. Where are you? You don't see this insanity? You didn't see who laughed when he said, you ain't got nothing on Trump? He laughed. He said, Putin said it extra strong. To me, he said, like, Kevin Hart, shit, Putin said it with his chest, dude. The fuck? What that mean? That, I'm sorry, I'm a COVID Jesus. I'm going to lose all kind of Jesus points. I'm going to have to go and go on kind of go to the altar about 10 times about today. Whew, but I'm so upset. Like I said, I fought. You know what I mean? I stood for something. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And that was a confirmation of falling for anything at conference. You took the biggest city. I think he's seen that. I really do. He got Alzheimer's, or what the hood say, old timer's disease. He got that old timer's going on because his mind gone. He supposed to be so smart. Order the deal. Second, what deal have you made other than none in Russia, none over there when you was in Helsinki or in hell? And when you was in Korea, you talking about that the war games were provocative. Really, Roach? Really? You're giving away shit you don't even own. And now you want to talk about we're going to start a whole new thing, the Space Force. Space Force?
I mean,
come on now.
I never fought in the military. I don't know. Only time I got out is because I felt like an American. Was after the whole 9/11 situation.
There, but at some point or another, you have that come to Jesus or come to America moment. Every once in a year. And 9/11 was very much so one of those moments.
Yeah, that's the only time I felt like.
I felt like I was betrayed. Because, see, like I said, currently my son, shout out Eric, is in the Air Force. He's selling him out. You can send him on a dummy mission. It's already obvious that you're on some old crazy stuff. Didn't talk about Crimea. Didn't talk about the indictment. Didn't talk about anything. Syria. You didn't talk about anything that freaking mattered. You know what he talked about? Hillary Clinton and how he won the election 2 years ago.
First off, anybody who chooses to go to the military, I'm not saying you can't do that. Anybody that goes into the military feeling like they're going to get proper representation from the politicians who don't let their own kids go to the military is just awful. To think that Trump or Obama or any other president before him is still going to, what I would say, do right by soldiers, they're all. That's never going to happen.
Didn't have that inkling.
You know, I mean, that's not going to happen.
Let me tell you why I went.
I'm not talking about why you went. I'm just talking about the subject at hand.
Right, let's go.
So, we're talking We're past national politics. Now we're talking international.
International by all means. Let's go.
We know by far that we have a president who probably is not prepared as much as the team around him, maybe. I mean, but, no, I'm not going to say it all because I disagree with you when you say certain deals. I think because
of deals did he do?
All of them have been financial. All of them have been financial.
In his favor. Understand, you don't do this on the grand stage right after you leave NATO and they gonna try to talk stupid to Germany. Try to know
you.
Guess what? We're still part of it. Where were they? They fought next to us on media fights. As military people. As military, when we go overseas, a lot of times it's other, I don't care what you say, I know facts. You can play that game over here, but you don't fight. You can say that. You can say what you want, but you should stop.
United States leads every fucking war.
Never said so, we weren't there, but they can't say their soldiers ain't irrelevant. They died because they bleed blood just like we do. I'd still rather, even if I wore them Operation Front Shield or send them in first, I don't care. If they help recognize. If they help recognize. I said, I don't care how they help.
United States soldiers are in danger. Are
they help?
Because
yeah.
Of how weak NATO is.
But guess what? But guess what? So we should get, so
NATO.
Do you think that now we should just destroy everything?
That's what we do. We destroy it.
Destroy NATO. We don't destroy NATO. You know, to me, all you know, I'm talking about NATO and all of that. I'm talking about New World Order. I'm talking about New World Order, sir. New World Order. Putin and Donald Trump got up there next to him and said, me and this motherfucker right here own 90% of the nuclear missiles in the world. We own 90%.
So you don't
we
know.
Are equal. You don't understand.
Did you understand why we fought with Russia? Did you not understand? Like you said.
You, but if you separate the percentages of how much is ours and how much is theirs, it don't compete. They're not our competition. To even equate them as our competition is giving him more props than he deserves. Real life. Not in this little life or three. Like I said, their whole country is in a recession because of us and what all NATO, the NATO countries, have done to them in the sanctions.
Everybody's afraid of us. That's the reason.
Guess what? Same reason why they scared of Kim Jong-un, because authoritarians don't care, because they're willing to sacrifice everybody for their well-being. It's all about narcissism.
Power to make
not all of them.
Okay, Russia, we can talk about the two you just made.
Russia
can
beat us.
I didn't say it could beat us. I said make it.
Everybody.
You gotta think, put it like this. One missile. Look at what 9/11 did to the world. The world. Not just what it did to the United States. Look what 9/11 did to the world. That was a small, little, bitty country in the Middle East. Who planned and mapped that shit out. I don't want nobody to think that I'm glorifying what they did. What I'm saying is Russia has the ability to impact the world the same way 9/11 did times 10.
All I'm saying is I don't care. You can't make an enemy be your friend just because you say, oh, well, he's dead. I don't believe.
Every president tries.
But I'm not thinking
they
do.
That's why they have diplomats.
Why haven't nobody accomplished it yet, though? Because you can't be friends with a snake. You can't be friends with a snake.
Like, you have to be diplomatic on a political level because that's just the way the shit is.
Except.
Do it make sense? No.
Except.
The only people that break away from that shit.
Except, let's bring Putin into the G8. G7 should bring back Putin and the G8. No, he's out because of what he did to Crimea, what he's doing to Syria. Now, nobody, I don't care what you say, I don't have to be friends with my enemy. I don't.
But it's not
going to
happen.
But that's what he's trying to do. And at the end of the day, he's selling us out. Mark my word. And you're going to be mad. When we have this debate again.
I'm not expecting Trump to do anything diplomatic or political that any president before him has done. This is Donald Trump we talked about. I think you're expecting way too much from the president that you didn't vote for.
Okay.
Even one of us sat here voting for him. Like, he has a responsibility, without a doubt.
Somebody wrote, forget Trump, forget Russia, forget politics. Who gonna come forward so we can have justice for my?
I think you need to start that with a family question. Max. They need to start with family and friends coming together and asking questions about everything that happened that night. And it goes for all the situations that are happening in the streets right now. You know what I mean? Rest in peace, Monica.
I don't know what happened.
I mean, she got shot. I don't know the details.
I'm sorry, this lady. She didn't make it.
No. She got three little girls.
Oh,
I mean,
damn.
It's a bad situation, but, you know, I'm not going to say fuck politics, but politics is one of the reasons why some of the situations that are happening in Indianapolis are happening. Like, I'm not putting it all on politics. I'm not putting it all on police. There's a number of factors, but politics plays a role in crime because crime is one of the biggest things that your politicians always talk about. That's one of the biggest things. That's one of the biggest endorsements that they get is from the police. So the same politicians that you vote for is councilmen and mayors and some of your state reps.
Not to mention the private owned jails that are becoming a new hustle.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest,
privatizing prison.
It's
the new slave trade. Let me tell you, it bothers the shit out of me.
I mean, the jail is a jail.
But there are certain things that go on that should not be legal. It's modern day slavery.
Yeah, but you put the
but you put yourself in that situation. However,
don't get me wrong.
It doesn't make it legal.
If I know that chief, listen, we're not mics.
Nope.
We are not mics.
Nope.
Only a mouse should be dumb enough to still try to get that damn piece of cheese. We know what the trap is. We know what the bait is, and we still fall for it. So some of that is on us. I agree with you. Some illegal shit just shouldn't be done.
Right.
But if you know the law, and you know that if I get locked up, I'm about to be in here making these tables for 13 cents a day, then you put yourself in that position. You're stupid. You know what I mean? You're stupid, for real. So.
Well, I got somebody on politics. Someone, to be honest, Russia's not who we need to be worrying about. We got China, Japan, Cuba, Korea.
Some countries will never come together because the dictators don't play like that. So.
Dictators. See, the thing is, Putin is a dictator as well. And Donald wants to be what all of these motherfuckers are. But see, he emulates them. He wants to be like Mike.
What white person? Let's just be real here. Some of the most dangerous people throughout history were white dictators. I know they paint these pictures of these African dictators. They paint these pictures of these Middle Eastern dictators, the Indian dictators and all that. Some of the most dangerous people in the world. Like, to this day, we still talk about Hitler. You know what I mean? So we know Donald Trump's roots. Like, I'm not saying none of the stuff that anybody is saying about him is wrong. All I'm saying is I'm not shocked, and nobody should be shocked at some of the shit that's happening. It's happening. This is Donald Trump. This is a dude who once at one point in time talked about how he could be the president because he had so much money and voters were dumb.
Yeah, he said I could shoot somebody in the middle of Fifth Avenue. And they still gonna stand by me, and
it's true.
That part
is
so true.
And it's not just them; police shoot people all the time, and look how many people come to their rescue
every day.
You know what I mean? So honestly, we shouldn't be as American. We shouldn't be fearful of no country. It's not even about fear; it's about control. We control what we do. I mean, when we attack people, we attack them in a manner that. One, we destroy, fuck up everything. The first thing we do is fuck up their infrastructure. We go and we rebuild it, and we purchase up all that land and everything.
I want to know what you think about the trade war that they got the trade war going on with him and China and all this to where, remember when they said Harley Davidson is moving overseas and all of that? Now a lot of those different farm people are starting to get hit. I think the soybean, the corn, whoever. But some of those people are starting to get hit already by the trade. They breaking up the North American thing. What is, you know, with Canada and United States and Mexico. They breaking that up. And then now, you know, the major traders that we mess with. And what hurt my feelings was he gonna say he got mad at the German chick, Merkel or whatever her name is, and gonna say, I'm mad because you just buying a lot of your oil from Russia. Ain't that your boo? First. And second, you don't even fuck with him. I think he's starting to lose what his place is as a president. And I think he talks more like the guy, the drunk guy at the end of the bar that done had a couple drinks. That's what he reminds me of when he speaks. He doesn't speak with intellect. He doesn't speak with clarity. He doesn't speak with authority. You don't make people fear you. That's what dictators do. You make people respect you. And that's what a leader does. And he's not, he makes people, he thrives on, he got his campaign based on fear. Fear sells more than anything on the planet down there other than pussy. Real life. Real life. Think about it.
Seatbelts.
Safety pins. Always
the community. Trade thing is over because
import export thing is real so important though.
I mean, it is, but the problem is it's not equal. You know what I mean? Like it's not, there's no reciprocity in it. As much as we import, we don't export enough. So some of it, like, so, okay, first, there's a couple layers to it. As far as people living here, companies leaving here, moving to other countries.
Well, Harley-Davidson was already doing that anyway.
Yeah, everybody.
Most of their customers were overseas.
I mean, like, think about every time we've been on the phone call, customer service for a company, we never talk to somebody who we really can understand for the most.
Yeah, they've been outsourcing.
Yeah, they've been outsourcing. So
yeah.
I'm not shocked. That, like, a lot of companies, so it's almost like a catch-22. Companies move, like, what you'll have is deregulation and all these companies will run. But then what will happen is a trend will start where people say, well, you need to shop with Sprint because Sprint is keeping jobs out there. And we know Sprint ain't doing it, I'm just using it.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have a shift where everybody's coming back. Every now and then you'll get conversations like this is the reason I tell people that even though politicians may not win the race, a lot of times they're still impactful. Because anytime you have like presidential races and these candidates start talking about all these companies that are leaving and moving to China and moving to Korea and moving to all these different places, like every time they have those conversations and they get national attention on the news or those debates, those companies come running back. And they start downsizing in the countries. And then when it's no longer a hot topic, they go back to increasing the overseas operations and things of that nature.
So you're telling me you think the trade war that Donald got going on is good? In a personal opinion.
It's not about it being good. It is bringing attention back to a subject matter that we need to focus on. And it's putting pressure on companies to bring their answers back to the United States. Like, I don't care what you say, there are not enough jobs in the United States. And companies continue to leave. Understood why they are. Business is business. But if they continue to leave, they need to leave some here. So the thing about the trade wars that's positive that can come from it is more money being taxed these companies
that
leave.
I know that the unemployment rate is at 4.0. It just went up a tick from 3.9. Which is fucking amazing. But understand this. We have plenty of jobs. Understand, we have jobs. Here's the problem, sir. Let me stick on what the problem is. The problem is a lot of them we don't have the skill set for these new jobs, because a lot of jobs were about manufacturing companies, warehouses, and things of that nature. But now we were more of that time, but now we're more of a service country. We give more service than we do product. And services, a lot of times, can't go overseas. So that's a decline on our export because we're now doing landscape. We're doing more hair. We're doing more computers. I'm just saying there's a lot of things that stay here. Hence, we do less export. But the thing is, we do have jobs. We do have jobs. It's just a lot of us don't have the skill set. And I believe that here's where my query is. I feel that a lot of times certain jobs, and it ain't no question. I'm no. It ain't what you know. It's who you know. Because oftentimes people with, you know, see education can get in based on that so-and-so son or so-and-so nephew into a company that you've been applying for the last 5 years with a damn good degree. That all those necessary qualifications, all the, you know, the glitz and glamours and ding-dongs and cross your T's, dot your I's, that all that bullshit. You can't get in. But Seth-ass just came out of, Warren Central or one of them. Greenwood. Go to one of them schools like that, you know what I'm just saying.
Warren Central's a public school, though. So.
It is. No, that's, okay. But I'm saying there's certain schools. Okay, well, then I'm going to, because I hate to say that because some of my people went to these special schools, but because so-and-so went to Chittar or went to Cardinal Ritter, you know, or went to what the ones up the way back up college, Park Tutoring, go to those type of preparatory schools, and then they preparatory ads come in and get a job that you can't get a fuck around and be your boss. You got a 19, 20-year-old telling you what to do. But I'm down saying that it's the nature of the beast.
Let me say why I said, well, I don't remember.
Oh.
This is why I said, I don't remember. So unemployment rate is, which it was basically
4.0. Now 4.0 as of January, I mean 4.0. July. Mm-hmm.
So this is my thing. And we have to look it up. Let's just say 40,000 people are born. Probably more than that. I don't know. Let's just say that.
That's good. A lot of people born every day in real life.
Look at the trend that is going on just in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Toys R Us?
Gone.
Marsh?
Gone. Dunham Man? Gone. Oh.
Who?
That was a new tech. I wasn't even talking about it.
Sam's Club. These are national chains. Yeah. And this is the thing I want people to realize. Like, we look at Sam's Club, we say, oh, the manager gone, the cashier's gone. No, the people who worked in the Midwest Distribution Center, gone. Those truck drivers who had
contracts. There are carriers out there that Trump tried to say they job. Still gone.
He saved for a little bit.
It's still gone.
But they're actually calling people back. I don't know what's going on, but they are calling people
but
back.
It was gone.
He just said he was beat.
What happened to the old school? Remember back in the day when my daddy worked at Ford, my daddy worked at Chrysler,
a lot of those people were gone, but a lot of those people, I know five different people who worked before we got these on files. So at least in that situation, a lot of those people got put in a better financial situation that they were ever going to get through work and education.
But not all of them got it.
But again, now we're talking period. I'll even go a little step further. McDonald's of Central Indiana, office on 96th Street, gone.
Damn, is it?
Yes. Gone. So I understand that unemployment is down. We're talking national numbers, and that's all good and dandy. But when I look around my city, there's not enough jobs. And I agree with you. There are a lot of jobs in service that we probably just won't do. I'm not going to go work at the hotel and do all that either. But I also have degrees and stuff of that nature. But let's say 4 million babies today?
A year.
So 4 million people are born a year. Now, I understand that those people aren't immediately going into the job force. Got it. 4 million people are born a year. We know for a fact that there are millions of undocumented workers in the United States right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Out the gate.
And those people take jobs. Now, my thing is, let them work. I mean, this isn't an immigration debate. Let them work. I'm saying is this. Unemployment is down 4%. Those are people who are, one, actually reporting to an unemployment office and getting help.
Well, that's not the black unemployment. Right. That's
so
national.
That's my point. So think about the amount of people who don't even register on that type of percentage or count.
They're
no longer employed. They're doing hair and they have, like, think about the amount of people that do hair and they don't even report that they're getting the income. Barbers, beauticians,
scribbles,
tattoo artists, dancers. There are way more people unemployed than what's showing up in them numbers. They're just not fucking complaining.
They're not unemployed. They're self-employed. They're not unemployed. They're self-employed.
Listen, Some of them people are self-employed. Some of them people are fucking unemployed. And that's why they brand it.
They hustling.
Yeah.
If you're hustling, you're unemployed.
So my thing is that, again, when I look around my city, I see more jobs leaving than I do coming. Think about it in the news. And it cracks me the hell up every time. They just talked about how many jobs are going to be generated by the Final Four, men's Final Four being here. And if I'm correct, they said it's coming in like 2026. Like, nigga, really? Like, that's what we waiting on now?
2026.
Yeah. Let me look this up since we got computers in front.
But you know what? I was just talking the other day about
2026. They didn't have the whole 2020, and they already talking about all the jobs that this is going to generate.
Really? That damn near 10 years from now.
2026. Oh, great. So. I understand unemployment.
My grandbabies are going to get a job or something. Like that.
I understand unemployment is down, but every time I look up jobs to live in Indianapolis and then leaving them, like we lost Toys R Us, Marsh, and Sam's Club all in the same year. They're all in a like 6 month period.
Think about when we lost all of them near downtown stores. LSR, Lots, all of them. And it needs to know, oh, you know what?
Yes,
it was right on the corner where that clock is.
I never knew.
Right on the corner of
was
what?
Was it still a service center mall or was it called?
No, it was no. There were shops. There wasn't a mall.
Yeah, I'm not on that.
And there were shops all downtown and you know, individual stores.
Yeah.
But we lost them. We were going to Lafayette Square. It's still. Lafayette Square is gone.
This one.
But I'm saying those are, and all the stores that were major in there are done, at least out of that store, and a lot of them are leaving, period.
And I mean, stores are shutting down. Like, think about this.
Internet shopping is crushing them down.
Look at this, 10 years ago. What you would call Circuit City District? No, forget that.
Builder Square, gone.
I never thought in my lifetime, ever in my lifetime, that there would not be a Toys R Us.
Now, I used to work at Toys R Us, y'all, at the one in Lafayette Square, and you're absolutely right, because they stay jam-packed. I know because I work there. They kept business. You go in the cafeteria. They kept business.
Yeah, I never thought in my lifetime. I say all that to say, even though unemployment is down, when you look at Indianapolis, jobs are continuously leaving. And when they do come, they're not really coming to Indianapolis. MN Green.
They bring them to the outskirts.
Yeah. And they come and they're like 500 jobs by 2021.
Yeah, they throw it at. Let me tell you what bothers me about that, because when I ride around my city, like, and no shade, don't no shade. I'm about to throw the fuck out of some, a whole tree. Ugh, clearly. That way. But I'm just saying, back in the day, you would kind of catch the Latino type population on Washington and Belmont type area, you know?
Latinos,
Mexicans. I don't know what this, I know the distinctions, but I don't know which ones are for there. So I'll just say the Spanish population. How about that? I don't know. Pray for me. Don't judge. But what bothered me is now, like, I'm going down 38th Street, okay? And all off between, like, over in Georgetown, Mola Road, Taquier, Corner Sierra, whatever you call them, all off in between. Don't judge me. I don't know how to say that food. Corner Sierra. Oh, damn it. Y'all know. Super. All I'm saying is where Circuit City used to be at, Circuit City, all off over in there. Get this, if you go over in the little plaza over right across the street from Lafayette Square, OMG, they clubs be popping off. Hey, baby, I'm talking about they got that mug on Swampy. It's stupid. Look like a concert. Except ain't no gangbang. Ain't nobody acting a fool. They ain't even parking lot pimping out there. Everybody going to the club and having a good time. But I'm starting to notice they're taking over this section of town, the East Michigan. You know, now they in Brightwood, half of Hallville. They starting to take over the parts that used to be, quote unquote, black, are now getting kind of overwhelmed. Not saying overwhelmed per se. I don't know. Don't judge me on my words. I choose. Just feel what I'm trying to told you. Peter heard me one time. And at the same time, my brother, we have gentrification going on as well as a damn near migration. You understand what I'm saying? And what they doing is they got us damn near tricked. Because, see, the inner city got the better house. We got some big brick houses and all them big old houses that grandmama and granddaddy used to live in. Them good-ass houses with the good foundations and shit. And we so negligent, so blind, so complacent with ghetto and niggerdom. That we busting houses up. And then when they just start bringing the neighborhood down, they become drug infested, all this other stuff. And then now they done bought this whole street. You look up and all of them say for sale. And then the next thing you know, you come back over there in 30 days, that whole block got brand new house. And now they got that whole area. And if they ain't in your neighborhood, they on their way home on 24th Street. They got you Brightwood. They got you Hallville. They got you 40th and Boulevard. Yes, our shit too. They coming. And they knocking us out. You know where they sending us? They sending us, oh, fattest house out in Cumberland. We got you. Go buy them cheap kid cookie cutter hats. Go on out there, because this is where the money is. This is where the heartbeat of the state is. All the good major jobs are here. That's why they drive 2 and 3 hours, got the highway backed up. Going, you can tell when they're coming in the morning and when they leaving in the afternoon because they got the highways all fucked up. They now coming in, they ain't going to do that no more. No, why? Because they got the mall downtown. They going to live by that. They got Speedway on 16, they gonna live by it. They got the fucking football stadium. They gonna take all this inner city shit. And if you don't give it up, they got that thing called what is it, internet domain? If you don't offer it, they gonna take it. And all them neighborhoods that used to be ours, all these jobs that we say ain't gonna be here gonna all of a sudden pop up. But we gotta get the fuck out of the way. They're cleaning us out. And they allow us to clean ourselves out by killing each other, like getting locked up, you know, becoming statistics in one way or another.
Yeah, you know.
I'm just saying, these are things that I do the 420 ride through my hood, you know what I mean? Because I've lived in a lot of hoods, real life. Like I said, Lockfield ain't Lockfield no more. The Pond ain't there no more. 40th Boulevard, oh, check it out. It ain't nothing like it used to be. And I want to thank God for it. I'm happy. But it's a different world from where you came from. And if you don't hold on to it, you're going to lose it. And once you lose it, they're not giving it back. You built your house on sand instead of keeping the foundation that you had. I know, my grandparents fought hard about them houses back in the day. It was hard for a black person to even become a homeowner in the first place. So, you know what I mean? They put their life in that shit. And we sell it because, shit, I'm going out here. They got me out here doing this and doing that. Do they?
Yeah. I mean, we come to an end. Gentrification,
yeah.
Is negative and a positive.
Mm-hmm.
I'll use Vine Street in Cincinnati.
I've been on Vine Street in Cincinnati. So I know where it is.
I'm originally from Cincinnati. We're from Cincinnati. So, TC, shout out to TC. Club on here. He is like, yo, you're from Cincinnati too. So, like, you're a home. We got to eat weird that time. So I'm like, all right, where is that? He's like, it's on Vine Street. I'm like, Ryan, I'm not going to eat.
Hey, Vine is popping off. That's where the dope thing, prostitutes, all that pop on
Vine Street.
From the county, you can see Vine Street from the county.
You can't.
Real life. I know. I was up there. Looking out the window.
So I'm downtown. I hit a block that I remember was like that block.
Woo! And they turned the
corner. As I turned the corner, it's a white lady. And this was winter time, but it was one of those mild days. It might have been like 65, 68 degrees. So, you know, I mean, like, winter time was still like, wow, great day.
Right.
And as I bent the curve, she got on a sweater tied around her neck. She got on a t-shirt, some leggings, and she walked in the pool.
Don't do my block.
And
my project.
I almost caused an accident.
I stopped.
I'm on the street, and as I looked down the street,
This ain't dying no more.
Now, I rolled all the way down. I got to a certain point where right across.
And back come by.
Yeah, the vine came back.
This vine got started throwing leaves again.
But I will say this. And this happens. We don't take care of our neighborhoods.
Too complacent and lazy.
This particular part of mine, for the most, was dope fiends, dope boys, and whatever was left might have been a mom and pop store. And, you know, gentrification kicked in, and they cleaned it up. And now, don't get me wrong, those people who once lived on Vine probably couldn't afford to come back.
Can't come back.
But I had never seen Vine like that. And honestly, like, Indianapolis has some areas where gentrification needs to happen because everything that's happening is just continuously going down.
But, okay, I don't agree with that as long as they work with our
Absolutely. Long as, but see, this is the thing. We have to have council people who are not going to get bought.
Say that again. What's that?
Who won't get bought out?
Thank you.
But you got a lot of council people. Like, of course, you have to live within borders and boundaries to be a councilman.
Absolutely.
But they don't live in the rough parts of their district. So a lot of them don't get too damned about the fact that gentrification is happening in their district. They're actually happy. Because there are some things.
Their crime level will go down.
Yeah, there are some things that they get to take credit for.
Absolutely.
Oh, in my district, since I've been the councilman, crime went down.
That's the first thing they say, economic development.
We got new jobs. But you will get some new jobs. It's going to be about to have a restaurant. So these are things they crave down. And what happens is those people in that area where gentrification happens, they don't live there anymore all of a sudden. So the people who are actually mad at you, who will vote against you, don't even live in your district anymore. Why? Because of gentrification, they had to move elsewhere. So from a standpoint, it's ingenious, but this is the thing about we as people who are sometimes victims of gentrification, one of the things that we do is we sell our souls to get up out of that neighborhood and run, like you said, to the donuts, old Cumberland here, there, and there. And then we get mad because the house that we sold for $60,000 is now on the market for
$320,000. You find out. The thing is,
like, you have to move out your house. It's like, and the crazy part is this is the part I hate the most about gentrification. The people who sell their houses for those low numbers, they own them.
You took it out of my mouth. You own that.
Own that house.
Therefore, everything you do, you can get it.
You
can
all you got to do is board that motherfucker up and pay your taxes and keep the grass cut. You can do that.
That's how you want
to. Like, I had a house on Alabama. I bought it for $75,000. I was taking my time putting it back together because all of a sudden it came this urban renewal thing and they had this list you can only put these colors on your house and these are the type of shutters you got to use. And I was like, yo, this is dope. So you mean to tell me that this house is going to look just like my house? No matter, he might be a big contractor with millions of dollars. I'm penny pinching to put it together, but his house is going to be you don't got this list of things that we have to use. You know what they did to me? The other contractors in the area, all of a sudden, I get a fine in the mail for $200. I'm like, what's this for? I'm like, you got trash in your backyard. I'm like, well, I don't even live in that. Go back there, I get trash. Pay the $200, I get it up. I get another fine, $450. What's this for? You got trash in your backyard. Yeah, right, there ain't no damn trash in my backyard.
Yes, you do.
I go, look, I got trash in my backyard. So what do? I install a camera. I show the police, look, these are the dudes who work on the put it there. You know what they did? Take them to small claims court. They showed up with a judge from a company. I mean, a lawyer from a company.
Yeah.
It was a mistake, and we'll pay for the fines, and we'll pay for a trash can. They paid for it, and guess what happened? I got another fine because I didn't get some crazy permit that was supposed to be there for a trash can that was there today, but they had to clean up the mess they made. So they just kept messing with me until I sold, but I was smart enough to say, look, this is what I paid for this house. You want me out? Double it up. And they doubled it up. Now, I did get mad because even after doubled up, I went back in the house on the market for $280,000. Yes. So don't get me wrong. I understand selling out. But if you own your house, there's a way you can play the game.
If you own your house, stand your ground.
I didn't understand it when I was in it. But after a couple of years of going back and looking, the next time I had that opportunity, I didn't sell.
But see, they let it.
They burned my house down.
Wow. Yeah, they let it get to that point so that we would be forced to that. You know, I feel like there are certain things they could have done to help neighborhoods in certain neighborhoods, certain areas that they chose not to because they, you know, the city plans are made 10 and 20 and 30 years ahead of time. They already knew the area they were going to take over, and they didn't just decide yesterday, last week, or last month. They move like the board. This is a corporate, you know, like I said, politics move and go whether you in it, whether Democrats in it, Republican, there are certain things and certain agendas that they have established. And part of the agenda is get y'all black ass the better. We got shit to do. So, yeah, we out here, and all I said, like I said, those who still own homes in the inner city, hold on to stand your ground. Do minor improvements to add to the value of your home. So when they come for your shit, they can't throw you, you know, if you ask for pennies, they get pennies. If you ask for dollars, you get dollars. But at the same time, be ye also ready. You can't come and sell them some bullshit and expect top dollar for it. You can't expect a woman. You can't expect a real good man if you ain't got your shit together. Same thing applies to your home. Get your house together. Get yourself together. And then you'll be worth every penny something that applies to your woman and your home. I can't speak for the men to each side.
I'm bored and I live in a box. It's a nice box. It is. I got two different interests. You know what I mean? I got the one that is perforated, so you know what I mean? It kind of sticks when I put it back down. I got another one that got like vents on the top, so when the wind blow, kind of like everything down. It's pretty innovative.
I got some sticky stuff. That's the stuff that I'm looking for. The sticks to the wall.
What you guys doing with my box?
I'm trying to help you with some innovative stuff.
I mean, you know.
I like tiny house.
You like 5 foot?
You not fitting. And then you're going to tee. No, I am not. I am very, very much 4 foot and a half. So. No, but tiny house is unlike because. I just like
when you say tiny, are you talking about like these
have
little containers?
They're not all of them are, no, you got a container, those are the newest, but they're not the cutest. They've been making tiny houses for, they would take little, you can make a garage, you know, all kinds of stuff. And they, look at tiny houses. They actually sell them, rent them, and you'd be surprised how much some of them cost. But they're really small, very, you know, compact. Look them up, and you'd be surprised. Some of them are getting a newfangled and all kind of stuff. They just are small for smaller living. You know, like people who want to downsize. They don't want to pay mortgages their whole life. You know, they want to pay this little bitty place off, but make it efficient for that. And some of them you can actually, you know, like mobile units and stuff, so you can pull them, all of those stuff.
I think I know what you're talking about. There's one it's off of a German church. It's like, it's not that big, but it looks like you got like an upstairs wall and stuff.
Yeah, they actually have an upstairs.
I'm way too big.
Lady Nine, you must be like the tiny house show. They'll put your behind in one of them metal tubes and you'll bathe like throw the water over your head with the cup. I'm just saying, you going to get your butt washed, though. Anyway.
No problem.
It's time for us to wrap this thing up. I'm over here laughing because I'm thinking about you sitting in a tub. And when them steel buckets throwing water over your head trying to bathe. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap this thing up. It's a little bit after 10, and I know my engineer ready to go home. Folks waiting on other folks, and all kind of people want to do all kind of smoke. So we're going to get up out of here, out of fear, out of here. Chanel, you got anything you want to say before we go, sir? You want to promote your pencil one more time?
Nah, that ain't even my company. I ain't even get a bad pen. I'm still having somebody, you know. And I just need the pencil. I know there's a couple of people that wanted us to talk about the violence that's going on. And I don't want y'all to think that we don't care. It's a short show and conversation goes where it goes. But we'll definitely touch on that. I mean, we touched on it before.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's a continuous thing that Indianapolis is dealing with.
An ongoing size. And then inside at this point, it's become an epidemic.
We'll definitely do something. Maybe we can link up. In a couple of days and just go live on Facebook.
Yeah, okay. I'm with it.
I know y'all feel strongly about, you know, the 13-year-old shout out to.
Oh, my God. That devastated me. That was,
you know,
I'm
as well. And a couple other people, man. I know there's been a lot of shootings in the last, three, 4 days, like that.
I've been trying to stay away from local news because it's so depressing. It really is. No, well, hell, national news is just depressing too nowadays, but you know, it's just so many of them go. I just sometimes now I just watch the first 5 minutes to see who died. That's it. I just want to see who died and then I turn the channel.
I'm definitely going there. And I ain't sorry going to look for that, but I definitely expect that to be violent. Either somebody got shot.
So I'm praying, please. Before I don't mean to cut you off, family, but I want to say this weekend coming up, Expo weekend. Wah, 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 wah. Please, people, put the guns away. Can we put a good face on us one time for the one time? It's been a while. But we can still act civilized, even if we ain't act like. They're giving 3-day weekend free at the expo. Please conduct yourselves like humans. You ain't gotta like each other. You ain't gotta respect each other. Just don't fuck with each other. Okay? Okay, I had to get that out of my system. I cut you off, sir. Anything else you'd like to say?
Oh, shout out to everybody that's mad about the Warren G thing. Get over it, man. If you ain't about that, then get out here and do something.
He said with what? We was one of the
most dangerous, which other
rappers have said that.
I don't even get the rappers. Other entities, like websites and stuff like that have already said that we're one of the most dangerous places.
We are.
And it's not even just talking about murders. It's talking about
locking up,
dangers, like on the road, you know what I mean? Talking about the different accidents, how our highways are built. It talks about incidents that happen at the child place. Like, people are so small-minded to think that the only thing that's dangerous is you getting shot, when the truth of the matter is we just, a couple weeks ago, said we got a million people here. And we have, 80 deaths. So you still, like, don't get me wrong, anybody can get shot, but it still isn't a situation where you're likely to get shot. Being considered one of the most dangerous cities in the United States is more than just gun violence. And, again, everybody keeps talking about the murders. The numbers when it comes to how many people get shot a year are ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't want to get that, but I don't want to get shot in. So people forget about the violence that comes from domestic violence or you getting stabbed. Like, the thing about it, man, I swear at least it seems like every week or every other week it's a hit and run.
They ain't got no love. You better tuck and roll. Sad state of affairs. But I want to go on here and wrap this up, like I said, because I done said enough today. We done talked about salty balls and everything, so I done said enough. But I want to give a first and foremost, I want to say, Lord, I hear you. Please don't try to send me off the road. Don't try to kill me tomorrow. I'd like to give a shout out first and foremost, then, from whom all blessings flow. To my mom and dad. And I miss y'all a lot. To everybody that tuned in, my family, our friends, my Facebook friends, my Facebook lurkers, the frenemies, all you motherfuckers. Y'all know y'all in a clique by yourself. Thank y'all. I hope y'all share this. Make y'all feel special. To all those who truly support the LLBP radio show, support Chino, support Miss Day, support our movement. We appreciate you individually and collectively. We hope you take our conversation and keep talking about it. You know, and by the way, if you've been blessed, please pay it forward. Whichever way you can. All blessings aren't financial. If you have been blessed, please pay it forward. To my engineer, much love, Mike Trees, thank you for helping us tonight. Samir, come here. Hello, you are already. No, thank you. And again, to my co-host, the damn most, Chino Dollars, thank you for the conversation. We be flying through some time. It don't make no sense. We have to figure it out. Let's figure it out. But, thank everybody once again for being here. And y'all be safe, stay blessed. Good night.